Well, Paul Gallen, Triple M's Paul Gallen, in a little bit of trouble, boys. The tweet was sent, he was on holiday with Mitchell Pearce over in Hawaii.
Can you read the tweet out?
I can read out most of it, MG. Steve Noyce, after he got sacked, the CEO of the Shark, he said, Steve Noyce actually cared about the players from Cronulla's feelings. Couldn't say that about any other C word from the NRL.
Character? Coward. Any other character?
No, it was four words ending in T.
Two consonants, one vowel.
and he's in a little bit of trouble, Matty, for saying that. And you can understand his frustration, but perhaps not the best idea to chuck it on a tweet.
I don't have a problem with it apart from the C word.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
At the end of the day, you know, yeah, Gal, one of the things we like about Gal is, you know, he just says what he thinks all the time.
Yep.
And he comes out, and you don't want to discourage that in players to a certain extent, because what it does, that's the thing that builds characters in the game, you know, strong characters and people who will give a little bit. But it's just a C word, and he would regret that. There's no doubt about that. In fact, Woody called him this morning thinking he was in Hawaii, and he woke him up in Sydney.
Like,
what are you doing ringing me at this time, mate? So that's just another person now who won't speak to the grill team. It's a long list.
He did delete the tweet an hour after and sent a photo of him and Mitchell Pearce having a drink, saying having a great time. So he obviously even regretted it after a few
years. Not the world's worst crime, but the current climate, it's
I'd say David Smith will ring him and say, come on,
mate.
Gal. I mean, I'm being called worse, but come on.
Do you know what they were? Was it a Mai Tai they were drinking in the photo? Could you tell from it? Or
well,
maybe
I'm
a Singapore sling?
Think about it, a slippery nipple.
It actually looks like maybe a shot of some description.
Martini.
How lovely.
Actually,